T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cody Decker.
First baseman, third baseman, catcher, left fielder, right fielder, DH, pinch hitter, all-around handsome guy.
On 670 The Score.
Fastball high in the air, deep left field. This game is tied. Cody Decker with career home run number 200.
If they're unwritten rules, why aren't they written? Because they're not rules.
And now it's time for Down the Line with former major leaguer Cody Decker on 670 The Score, an Odyssey station presented by Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you miss me? Did you miss me? The answer better be yes, because I missed the hell out of you guys, Chicago. Welcome to Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sportsbook. We got so much to cover today. We got NL Wildcard. We got MVP futures that are being affected by the wild card. Of course, we got today's MLB bets. We got Derek Stevens, owner of Circa Resort and Casino, about to join us in just a second. But real quick, let's throw it over to my man, Brandon. How you doing, baby?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. How you feeling?
Oh, dude, a whole week away. I was without you. You were without me. I felt like I was missing a piece of my soul, baby. And we are back finally. But hey, Brandon, tell everybody about the text line so they can be a part of the show today.
Okay, you know the deal. So the text line, 312-644-6767. Again, 312-644-6767. I got something, too, for you, Cody. I want to play something for you real quick.
Let's hear it.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Brandon.
That's Brandon. For you. That's for you.
I didn't get you anything. Oh.
It's fine. I'm still waiting on that little, trip, but okay,
Well, soon you and I are going to take a trip over to Circa Las Vegas, and we're about to invite Derek Stevens, owner of Circa Las Vegas, on right now in just a second here. But real quick, Southsiders, Chicago White Sox fans, you got to get your bets in now while you can. The game is starting in any minute now, so you got to get it in now. You got Lance Lynn, the front runner of the AL Cy Young, pitching with even odds tonight on the money line. Ladies and gentlemen, you're never going to see it again. You got to take it. They're taking on Toronto. Yes, they're playing in Toronto, but do not worry. It's Lance Lynn. Take the money line while you can. It's even. You will not see better odds with Lance Lynn on the mound. You better grab that money line, and you probably got about 3 minutes to do it. So open your Circa Las Vegas app right now and place your bets. Guys, 670 The Score, Down the Line with Cody Decker, and we got a guest today. He is the one, the only, he is the owner of Circa Resort and Casino, the one and major sponsor of this show. He is Derek Stevens. How you doing, Derek? Brandon, we got Derek? We may have lost him, but that's all right. We'll try and get Derek back on real quick. But while we're trying to get Derek, let's just get to the NL East. Guys, the NL East has gone absolutely bonkers, and I mean bonkers. I have been telling you guys all along that you got to take the Braves. The Braves, because the Mets have been falling off. We got Derek back. We're going to talk more about the NL East in just a minute here, but right now we just teased him, the one and only owner of Circa Resort and Casino, Derek Stevens. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
All good. Good to talk to you guys. Glad you're back.
Oh, man, so good to be back. Hey, Derek, before we get to Circa Survivor, before we get to Circa Million 3, got to know, listen, near and dear to my heart is the San Diego Padres, team that called me up to the big leagues. They drafted me. You at Circa Resort and Casino and Stadium Swim, major sponsors of the San Diego Padres. I know they're near and dear to your heart, and you're kind of seeing how their season is kind of unfolding in the worst possible way. How do you see this affecting odds going forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been a team that's been a West Coast fan favorite. And, boy, the last 3 weeks, they've seen their season kind of run away from them. I think today is the first day they're actually not in if the season ended today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. I mean, things have really fallen apart. But, you know, I know you're the host and you ask me questions. But, Cody, I got to ask you something like this. When there's a coaching change here towards the end of August with a good team, how does that shake things up? I mean, I know you know a lot of these individuals here personally, you know, obviously with Rothschild and what happened. What is your assessment on making a major change with a heck of a good team this late in the season?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, Derek. I'm not going to lie to you. It is actually very, very frustrating because Larry Rothschild is not the reason this team has been hitting a rough patch for the last 3 weeks, but you got to have a scapegoat, and that's who they picked. The pitching on that team has been abysmal as of late, but it hasn't been because the pitching is just automatically bad. It happened because everyone's gotten hurt. They're rolling out a two-man rotation. Before those guys even got hurt, the Padres were mishandling their bullpen, doing too many bullpen games early on in the season, taxing the bullpen, so they all got hurt. And that was not Larry Rothschild's decision. That was the manager's decision. So I'm not very thrilled about the departure of Rothschild today because, one, when you do that mid-season, this is a team that has been so exciting to watch. So exciting, and clearly they have been very together. But ever since that All-Star break, ever since the trade deadline, something has just not been the same, and it seems like that team is not quite as tight-knit as it once was, almost like a few players got traded and they didn't like it. I don't know if that's the case, but at the end of the day, when things aren't going well, I mean, look at the Mets. They got rid of Chili Davis 25 games into the season, and they've been a worse offensive team since then. It definitely hurts the team. It hurts the dichotomy of the team, and it sure as hell hurts, like, the, you know, just the overall feeling and vibe of your clubhouse.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I understand baseball's this marathon, and I know it as a fan, I know it as a businessman, I know it as a bookmaker. You know it as a player living through it, but, you know, it's amazing at the trade deadline, everybody was down on the Reds that they were giving up, and then boom, Reds, you know, they got this rejuvenation going here, and now with what's going on with the Padres, it's going the other way. Think about this. I know I was going to tell you about you know, the emotions of a long, long season. Look at what has happened here since the trade deadline with the Cubs. Obviously, it's been tough. Morale's been low in Chicago with what's happened with the Cubs. But then look at Baltimore as well. Where I wanted to go with this story is these ebbs and flows, these ups and downs in a long baseball season are really something. And from a bookmaking perspective, it's really impacting the odds. I mean, you know, it's one thing for people to come into the counter at Circus Sports and make a bet, but now they're coming in double-fisted. I mean, they're taking the team they like and they're parlaying it with whoever the Orioles are playing or whoever the Cubs are playing. So all of a sudden people are trying to juice their bets because they think there's a couple of teams that are down so badly. So it really impacts the way people bet and the way they perceive their betting wallet.
Yeah. And on top of that, you know, we were talking about the Padres and their collapse and seeing how the Reds are coming up. What people don't really realize is how much this actually affects MVP futures, which we're going to talk about later on in the show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, right now the dynamic of the pennant odds are it's really dramatic here. And when you look at, you know, like the Cubs schedule, you know, they're going to have a big impact on this. There's a big Cubs series coming up in September in Wrigley against the Giants and things like that. So now it's really impacting the way people are betting on the pennant and World Series based upon schedule and whether they think a team's gonna come back or are they just gonna roll away. I mean, it's hard to believe that the Orioles can't get some element of excitement going, but this Orioles team is historic.
Yes, it is historic in the worst possible ways. And like you said, it's making gambling on games that they're in very kind of difficult because obviously the money line is shot. They're going to be – it's a 20-to-1 bet for them to even win a ball game at this point. So you might as well – you got to look at the run line. And honestly, you got to look at the 2.5 run line to even make a legitimate bet in those games. And at this point, it's almost worthless, in my opinion, to even bet on a game that the Orioles are in.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really actually seen this before, but you know, we've had to implement the 2.5 run line on Orioles games, and as of a couple days ago, you know, they had lost 16 in a row, but 15 out of the 16 had been by more than 2.5 runs. I mean, people are just not betting against the Orioles. They're betting against the Orioles, and they're laying runs. That is probably one of the most historic trends that I've seen in the gambling side in a few decades. Is not just that the Orioles are losing, but how badly they're losing.
Yeah, it's been tough to watch, but I will say they might be doing something good down the road, but it is going to be a rough 2 to 3 years to be a Baltimore fan, to say the least. Derek, we got Circa Millions 3. Real quick for everybody, $1,000 to enter. You make 5 NFL picks against the spread each week. You get 1 point for every correct selection, 0.5 point for every in each push, 3 entries per person max. I mean, look at these. $1 million for first prize in the coveted blue jacket, $1.9 million in cash prizes for entries 2 through 50, not to mention $100,000 last place booby prize and no rake. You'd be foolish not to join this competition. Would you say so, Derek?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, there's nothing like a good football contest. And, we're excited. We're down to the last few weeks of the signups, and, boy, people are coming in hot and heavy right now. So we're excited about the Circus Sports Millions. And, 4 million guarantee. I feel we're gonna blow through that number. So, you know, with Circa not taking any rake, it's going to pay out a little bit more than 4 million would be my estimate. The Circa Millions, the Circa Survivor, our kind of last man standing contest. This is the contest where we're guaranteeing 6 million. I'm not quite sure we're going to get there on this one, but if we don't, it's a great overlay. It's a great bet for people to come in and participate in the Survivor. So we're certainly hoping we get a lot of people from Chicago and the whole Chicagoland area to come out and visit Circa in the next couple of weeks, because you got to sign up out here, but then you can play from anywhere. We've got proxies sitting here doing office hours, just waiting for people to come in to help you out, and they'll make your picks for you. They'll get the picks in for you throughout the entire season.
And of course, lastly, Derek, we know we got 670 The Score Week coming up in October, Raiders versus Bears at Circa Las Vegas. We're going to be doing a lot of shows from over there. I'm going to be there. I cannot wait for that week. How much is left, really, for people to sign up and come on out for basically 670 The Score Week? Because it is going to be a madhouse. I'm excited. Brandon is excited. Dude, I'm going to be sitting at the pool watching me some baseball, and I cannot wait for that Raiders-Bears game.
Yeah, I would just tell everybody, go to CircaLasVegas.com and go to our website and check out to see what's available. Most of the weekend is getting sold out, but I know we've got a few cabanas left at Stadium Swim on a couple of the days. We've got a couple tables left inside the world's largest sports book, but there's no question this is going to be a Chicago. It'll be a Bears takeover weekend in Las Vegas, and as a Midwest guy, I'm pretty excited about it. It's the weekend I got circled on my calendar. I think it's going to be the greatest weekend in Vegas. So that October 10th weekend, I hope to see a lot of people out here from Chicago.
Let's turn that place navy and orange, ladies and gentlemen. Derek Stevens, you are the best. I love you both just professionally, but more importantly, I love you personally, man. You're the best. Thank you so much for joining Down the Line. You're the best, man.
Great to talk to you guys. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Absolutely. Derek Stevens, owner of Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. Guys, we talk about it all the time. You got to check it out. It is the best place in Vegas. I mean that from the very bottom of my heart. I'm not just saying that because I've known Derek for a long time. It is, honest to God, the best place in Vegas. I'll actually venture to say Earth. Anyways, Nick 70, The Score, Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. And of course, that was Derek Stevens we just had. But guys, it's time to talk about tonight's games. So let's do something very gimmicky. And let me say this. Let's take you down the line. We got Kansas City and Houston tonight, guys. Well, you got Lynch versus Greinke. The money line is worthless because Greinke is favored. Houston is favored. Minus 230, so obviously you don't want to take the money line. But the run line is minus 124, some pretty good value there. Kansas City's not very good this year. They're a team that's on the up, but they're nowhere near where they should be. Houston is a dangerous ball club. One of the best offenses in baseball. You got to watch out for that. And plus, Zach Greinke on the mound. Of course, he's not the same Zach Greinke he was 5 years ago. But come on, if you're going to take a run line, you got to take this one tonight. I also think the over is going to be coming in. The line is set at 9. Take the over -105. Those are my two bets on that game, and I think you're going to be very happy that you took them. Seattle versus Oakland tonight. You got Gonzalez versus Blackburn. They are playing in Oakland. Seattle's playing some very good baseball. They're only 3 games behind in that AL wild card that is currently shared between Boston and Oakland. Of those two teams, I'm not going to lie, I think Oakland's the better team, but they have not been playing very good baseball since the break, despite making some great moves. Sterling Marte, a huge pickup. Some other great pickups. Chafin, Chicago fans, I know you miss him. I know you miss that guy who's rocking like he's a member of Wyatt Earp's posse. But let's be real, he's doing a great job over there in Oakland, and I think the A's got this one tonight. And it's fairly decent odds, -135 on the money line. I think you should go ahead and take the A's money line. And that's pretty much all the games we kind of have tonight, except for Colorado and Chicago. We will get to that very soon. But guys, we got to talk about the NL wildcard. And not just the NL wildcard, we got to add in the NL East and what that's doing to the NL wildcard. Because guess what? This has implications throughout the league, mainly involving MVP futures. I know we've been thinking all along, all year, that Fernando Tatis Jr. has this locked up. But I really want you to ask yourself a question. Does he? Because at the end of the day, I've said this before on the show, and I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face until you guys really realize what I'm saying. Who votes for these awards? It ain't players, it ain't coaches, it ain't front office members, and it ain't you fans. It is writers. Vote for this award. This award is going to be decided in the next month and a half, possibly even 2 months into October. Now, it doesn't mean a team needs to be in playoffs for you to win the MVP. It doesn't. You can be a last place team and win an MVP. Alex Rodriguez showed that over in Texas a few years back. That being said, look what Joey Votto's doing. Look what the Reds are doing. Derek Stevens, owner of Circa, was just on. He talked about that today is the first day of the season that the San Diego Padres don't have a playoff spot if the playoffs were to start today. He's right. The Padres have been amazing all year. Some serious injuries, and they have been terrible, terrible since the All-Star break. This was a team that was the third best team in baseball, and they've lost all their players. They're running a 2-man rotation out there, and they've lost the second wild card spot right now to the Cincinnati Reds, who right now are a better team. Why are they a better team? Almost entirely because of Joey Votto. Joey Votto has literally put that team on his back. I know a lot of people were saying, oh, Bryce Harper is second in odds for MVP. Bryce Harper shouldn't even be sniffing the MVP right now. I can't believe that we're even having this conversation. Joey Votto has literally made his team a playoff, not just a playoff contender, a playoff team. You take Joey Votto off that team, they might be in fourth place in the National League Central, which is one of the worst divisions in baseball. That's how good Joey Votto has been. So do I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to win the MVP? He's number one in the odds. No, I don't think Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to win the MVP. That doesn't mean he's not deserving. I think he actually is deserving. But at the end of the day, who are the players that are putting their teams in the playoffs? Right now, there are two names that come to mind offensively. Joey Votto and Max Muncy. Those two guys are single-handedly keeping their teams going. The Dodgers had a ton of injuries, ton. They lost Mookie Betts. They lost Justin Turner. Bellinger was gone for most of the year, and he wasn't playing good when he came back. They were decimated offensively. Who was the one mainstay who stayed healthy and continued to rake all the way through? Max Muncy, currently third in the MVP odds, but you should probably put some money on there because he is climbing up the ranks, as he should, and so should Joey Votto. Why do I say that the NL wildcard is affecting this? Because at the end of the day, if writers are writing about teams, oh, look at the surgence of the Reds. They're going to look at that surgence of the Reds and say, why are they surging? And the only reason they are surging is because of Joey Votto. The only reason they are surging. If they make playoffs, Joey Votto is your MVP. And I'm saying that with the Braves in the NL East, with all the players jumping on the back of Freddie Freeman. The Braves are dangerous. The Braves are going to run away with that division now. The Braves are playing the way they should have been playing all year. Max Fried returning to form. He had himself not a Glavin-esque. I'll say Glavin-esque because he was left-handed. But honest to God, it was a Greg Maddux-esque start. 90-pitch complete game shutout? Are you kidding me? That does not happen in today's modern day of baseball. Max Fried has been pitching really well. He looks like the ace that he always was. You know who's been huge offensively for them? Soler. Man, what a pickup. Not to mention that, Adam Duvall, what a sneaky move by the Braves. They lose Acuña Jr. and they get better? That's how good the Braves have been lately. One of the hottest teams in baseball. Them and the Yankees have won 9 straight. By the way, another team that won 9 straight lost finally for the first time in 10 games yesterday to the Dodgers. The Dodgers have won 10 of their last 9 of their last 10 games. They have gained 1 game in the NL West. That's how good the Giants have been. So a part of me is feeling really bad for the Padres and Fernando Tatis Jr. And like we mentioned, they just fired their pitching coach because someone's got to be a scapegoat. I don't know why they chose it would be Larry Rothschild. Pitching's not good. Got to blame somebody. It's one of my least favorite things about baseball. I hate that. Mid-season too? 1 month left in the year? That's stupid. It's just stupid. Now you got a guy, interim pitching coach. What is he going to do? Nothing. Literally nothing. Is he going to magically make your pitching staff healthy? No. Unless he's a wizard, it ain't happening. And I don't know who this guy is, but you can bet your ass he's not a wizard. I'll Google his name later, but right now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of fired up about it, and I don't even care. Because what is he going to do? Interim pitching coach for the Padres. That team is falling off huge. Not to mention the Reds are playing well. The Phillies are actually catching up to the Padres right now, and I think the Phillies are terrible. Down the line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Get ready for the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. You got to bet with the pros over at Circa Sports. It's the best, guys. You got to check it out. Guys, let's talk about tonight's Cubs game. Colorado in town. You know what's amazing about the Rockies? They suck. They absolutely suck. They're terrible. They're dreadful. But they are one of the better teams at home this year. Good news, Cubs fans. They ain't playing at home. That being said, I mean, this version of the Cubs is not exactly the Cubs that you really feel comfortable betting on. But there is a silver lining. Guess who they got on the mound tonight? They got their guy, Hendricks, on the mound. The Rockies don't play very well on the road. Now, that doesn't mean that the Cubs play great at home, but I do like Hendricks on the mound. You got Hendricks on the mound. I believe, let's take a look. You got Senzatella on the mound. The Cubs are actually favored tonight. Minus 110 on the money line. Now, here's the thing. I can't in good conscience tell you to bet on all these other things. But I do feel relatively comfortable telling you to bet on the Cubs on the money line. That's how much I like Kyle Hendricks. That's how much I actually believe in Kyle Hendricks. And this Rockies team has a lot of power, but Kyle Hendricks does throw sinking stuff in low in the zone. Guy like CJ Cron is a guy that will ground out a lot to a guy like Kyle Hendricks. I like this matchup tonight for the Cubs. Let's give it to the Cubs. The money line, minus 110. It might be the very last time this year the Cubs are favored in a baseball game. So you know what? You might as well do it. Do it, do it, do it. I'm going to do it. If I do it, you got to do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it, do it, do it. Come on, sweetie, do it. Do it, do it.
But I do want to remind you, this is the Cubs we're talking here. And I know it's not always a funny thing to say, because at this point, we're all starting to feel a little bad. But remember what we're doing this for. This is not for the Cubs this year. We're playing for 2022, 2023, Cubs fans. That's it for Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Guys, we will be back tomorrow at 6 p.m., same time, same place here on 670 The Score, and of course, the Odyssey app. That is it for me. I want you guys to stay very, very safe out there. Not to mention, stick around for your Cubs pregame coverage, and stick around for your Cubbies after that, as they prove me right, and Kyle Hendricks absolutely shoves against those dreadful Colorado Rockies. That's it for me, guys. Be safe out there. Beat it. We'll be right back.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.